It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Residents of a veterans home in Aurora were among Colorado's first seniors to be vaccinated for COVID-19 Tuesday. Family members watched through a window as their loved ones were vaccinated. Maria Ross's husband, Phil, served in Vietnam. She says she's happy he'll get more freedom, and she told the group not to be afraid of the vaccine.
Because if you are, it'll stop everybody else from getting to that place where we can get rid of this terrible pandemic.
Other senior homes in Colorado expect to get vaccine deliveries after Christmas. El Paso County Public Health received 300 doses of the Moderna vaccine Tuesday. The vaccines were taken to a Safeway pharmacy for distribution to healthcare workers outside of hospital settings. The doses come 1 week after Colorado Springs hospitals both received Pfizer vaccine shipments from the state health department. The U.S. Justice Department is suing Walmart for its role in fueling the nation's opioid epidemic. Here's CPR's health reporter John Daly.
The DOJ alleges Walmart unlawfully dispensed controlled substances from pharmacies it operated nationwide. Jason Dunn, the U.S. Attorney for Colorado, and his team worked on the case.
I think it's unquestionable that Walmart's behavior added to the opioid crisis.
He says a nurse practitioner at a pain clinic in Colorado Springs wrote thousands of prescriptions over several years that were filled at Walmart locations. That did raise red flags. But the complaint alleges Walmart knew its system for detecting illegitimate prescriptions was inadequate, and its employees warned federal authorities and company managers about possibly suspicious prescriptions. Walmart says the complaint is riddled with factual inaccuracies and unfairly blames pharmacists. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.